The dialect of Kersey, Suffolk. Bert Jarvis, aged 79, native, a retired farm worker and baker, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in July 1959.
I recollect these house thrashes, what used to be drawn about boy horses. There was one come over here in this here barn, and that was the first one I was a thrasher. I used to use a stick and a half. I used to call that a frail. What they used to thrash corn with these ago. They weren't only them, a frail. What they used to thrash the corn. Whatever would the mom mean think today to see that a going in the thing and this gone, and the corn is coming out in the side bone, and all dressed ready for market. Wonderful, ain't it? I've seen all that kind.
And have you done this thrashing with the frail then?
Yeah? No, I never did use a frail.
No.
Never did. Of course, I wasn't very old, but I've been in the barn and seen them old men grunt every time they hit it. They'd go right round the lower corn what they laid out, and then they'd come back the other way, and then they'd go that way and just shake it up and give it a tap over, and there was the corn. And then they used to go through an old-fashioned dresser to blow the dirt out. I don't know, whatever they'd think if I see that. Oh, an old man who used to do thrashing in there, he was a lawyer when that machine went in there. And he kept pulling the belt off a wheel because he said that was doing the end of his work. And the bloke came to go to him and tell him, he said, I'll fling you in that big yard, he said, if you pull this here belt off and more. He used to pull the collar dart from it. The man, what used to do that? He said, you're doing me the more work. He said, doing you out of some head work, I should think. He said, thy horse don't pull that up of that meter. He said, you'll see all about that. I went up of the meter with that drum and that machine like glory. What strong horse that man. His name was Newman, what used to be up there. Charles Newman. Up at the priory there, and I don't recollect the Newmans.
And what about these old frails then? Are there still any about?
Well, they might be, you know, in some places, might be. But they don't use them now.
No.
They ain't one out of a thousand use them. You know, they swing a frail, you know, working the swivel atop. A little piece about that length. And then when that was down, that used to swing down onto the cone, you see. Of course, they probably knew how to do it, because they weren't no machinery. Weren't no machinery at all then. And they used to dab all the corn in years ago. Two women used to drop. A man had walked back with his dab. Dab like this, you see. Dab, and the women would drop the corn in the little hole. That's right. There weren't no drills. Well then, when the drills come out, they was old-fashioned. They was old-fashioned drills. What they used to frost the corn with years ago was a frail, stick and a half.
And what about the harvesting then? What about
that,
harvesting?
That used to all had to be done by hand. Oh. I done my first harvest, and I took the wheat out behind the man who milled. And you'd got to sweep that up clean, because that man who come behind him, if there was little or said, used to measure his scythe, you see. So that'd be covered. And he used to stand it up lovely with the scythe. And I used to go behind like this, put behind it and gather it out and tie it up as neat as you like.
Oh, you used to tie it up, did you?
Yeah.
How?
Take it out with me hand behind him, you see. That's the way. And he'd go up there with the scythe and he'd cut his swath. That they used to call them swaths. Swaths of wheat. And I used to go behind, he'd stand it up and I'd peel it out there with my right hand and he'd make me bend, lie it where I'd got to put it in and tie it.
And how about getting it in afterwards?
Pardon?
How about getting it in afterwards?
Getting it in. Horses used to get it in. an old-fashioned wagon.